Hey, this is James from SurvivalPunk.com. Good morning. It is 51 degrees. Not too bad, just a touch on the chilly side. It's that portion of the year in Tennessee where it's hoodies in the morning and shorts in the afternoon. Fun times. Today we're going to talk about splitting up your preps. I don't have a good title for it yet. I did not use ChatGPT to help me come up with this episode today. I was looking through Facebook, which is my old go-to, for questions. What people in actual prepper groups are asking about. Someone asked about, they hinted around this, right? And on top of that, I saw a post recently. Hello, deer in the road. I saw a post recently where, sadly, someone's house and car both burned down. And of course, all of their preps were in their house. I've heard about this story multiple times. Preppers have house fires. They lose all of their preps on top of everything else, which is a tragedy. It also makes me think, does house insurance cover preps? And if not, can someone start a prepper insurance company that insures your preps? That's an interesting topic, right? Maybe a entrepreneurial person out there in the audience is like, you know what? Prepper's insurance could be a thing, and they start that. I don't know. I also don't know too much about whether home insurance will cover that. But there's an idea for you if you're interested. Anyway, what can you do? Obviously, if you had prepper's insurance, you'd be set. But we're going to talk about diversifying where you store your preps at. That will help out a lot. I am tired today. It's never a good sign when you're tired on the second day back to work and you have two more days to go. Anyway, I need to bite the bullet and buy some modafinil. There are so many deer in the road. Stupid springtime. Wait a second. Was Bambi's mother taken out of season? What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Was that hunting time? Were they that smart or did they fuck up? I don't know. Clearly, I haven't seen Bambi in like 37 years. Anyway, it's probably time for my daughter to see it. I don't think she's seen Bambi. Anyway, I have a couple ideas. I think part of the question from Facebook was not necessarily worried about house burning down, whatnot. They just wanted more places to hide their preps. They're saying stuff like, oh, they live in an HOA. You fucked up. You shouldn't have done that. And they just want to have a way to disguise their preps while they live in their normal, modern lifestyle. I have some ideas on that. I definitely have in the past done things that would be considered hiding preps, but more because of space issues, right? I moved from an apartment to a tiny house. When I move to a real-sized house, I will literally not know what to do with all the storage space. No clue. So let's go through a couple of the things, right? I have, in the past, taken a case of MREs, put a nice tablecloth over it, and just used that as an end table. If you look too closely, you'd be like, what is that? Oh, that's a case of MREs. But I stood it up sort of longwise so that it was tall and narrow, not short and squat, because that would be dumb. But you could do, if you had multiple cases of MREs, you could obviously have a much bigger table fuck, you could build a coffee table out of enough of them, right? You might need to like duct tape them together so they don't wibble wobble, but one case of MRE standing up with the tablecloth thrown over it. The tablecloth went all the way to the ground. But I was a single guy, so it didn't really matter. Like, no one investigated it. They just saw an end table, and they're like, oh, okay, an end table. And they put their drinks on it. That's one way. Depending on your level of caring, right? And I mean, obviously, you could have done a real good job with disguising it. Under your beds is another one, right? That tends to be one of those things that collects junk if you don't purposely use it. And you might not be able to fit a whole case of water, which is one of my preferred things to put under a bed. You might not be able to fit a whole case of water down there as is, but they make little spacer things to lift your bed up a little bit. I didn't want to buy those because I'm cheap and it seemed like a waste of money. I took cutoffs of 2x4 and used a spade bit, and I drilled a divot in the 2x4. Like, I cut like a four inch piece, so it was like 4x4, which is big enough. In the center of that ish, we're not engineering here. We just got to kind of eyeball it. But in the center, I used a spade bit, and it was as wide as the footer of my bed, of the bed frame. Just drilled a little divot, like just a tiny bit, so that the leg would sit in it and wouldn't be able to jump ship. And I did that, and it raised up the bed large enough that it's able to slide whole cases of water underneath there. And you can fit quite a few cases of water under a bed, depending on how big your bed is. Or they make those, this is another good one too, like you can fit a couple cases of water down there, and then you can take those flat, long plastic storage and fill them full of whatever prep you want to use and slide them underneath there. That's another good one. A method of storing cans that I like a lot, specifically if you are a reader, I have a lot of bookshelves. I need to add another bookshelf or two, just to kind of spread things out a little bit, and I want to use one for something else. So if you have a bookshelf and you push there's space behind your books. Most paperbacks aren't going to take up the entire width depth of your bookshelf. Paperbacks are not going to take up the whole width of your bookshelf. So there'll be like quite a bit of space behind your books. That's just wasted space that's not visible. You don't line the whole backs of those motherfuckers with canned foods. Or you can use like number 10 freeze-dried food, right? Or canned food. If you do something with a shorter shelf life, you're going to kind of need to be aware of rotation, right? If you're just willy-nilly throwing cans of beans back there, you know, one day in the future when you don't use it, someone's going to have to clean your house out. So make sure you're rotating them. If you have a basement, you have so much room to store stuff. I know, depending on where you're at in the country, some places don't have basements, or they just don't have basements, right? Like, there are specific places in the country that can't have basements. Places built on solid slabs of bedrock, places like that. I would not suggest storing food in a crawl space unless you do a whole lot to ensure that crawl space is usable for that. If this is a cop behind me, I'm going to stop and get gas. If there's a cop behind me, I am going to stop and get gas. If you have a crawl space, I would not suggest storing stuff down there. I am going to pause this recording. And we're back. All right. The unplanned stop for gas because the police were on my tail is over. And we're back on the road. Those are my basements. Basements are a fantastic place if you're trying to hide your preps. There are more places above ground to hide your preps. My couch has a space underneath it. It gathers mostly blankets and junks and shoes. We have in the past, I bought two cases of water and I put one underneath there. It was a hair, a smaller case of water would have been better. It was a hair too big. However, I saw in Facebook recently, there was a guy that was like, hey, what are you guys' thoughts on buying cans of water? I started doing it and now I have like 56 cans. 56 cases of cans. It's cans of LaCroix. Like, I guess every time he goes to the grocery store, he's like, I buy a case of LaCroix. And of course, the only comment on that post was like someone like, I wouldn't do it. It has. And he spelled out the whole name for BPA because obviously he's a fucktard. I hate people like that. You know what? If you want to store cans of sparkling water, by all means, fucking store that shit. And it actually, I got to thinking, I was like, you know what? I might start doing that. Because, man, fizzy water is great. Let's derail this motherfucker for a second. Hold on. First, though, I want to address. A 3-second Google search told me that in 2019, LaCroix stopped using BPA liners in their cans. So, that guy was wrong on top of just being a jackass. This motherfucker wants to store LaCroix. By all means, store love fucking LaCroix. You might want to start going through them at this point, though. I have looked. My name is James, and I'm a Coke addict. Coca-Cola. Coke Zero specifically. I fucking love sodas. Or if you're up, what do you guys say? Pop? I'm in the South. We call everything Coke. It's all Coke. I specifically drink Coke. But if it was a Pepsi, I would call it a Coke. Basically, I call everything. If I go to the store, I was like, do you want a Coke? And you responded with, yes, I want an apple juice. I would accept that as a response to what flavor Coke you want. Just saying. It's generic James for drink. There you go. I have looked for collapse, apocalypse, preps for Coke. I have had a Coke Zero that was like 2 months out of date. And it tasted rancid and bullshit. Like, I'm not a person that's like, oh, gotta follow the use-by date. I'm not. I didn't even, like, there was no prejudice against it, right? I drank it, and I was like, man, this tastes terrible. What is wrong with this? And then I looked, and sure enough, it was like 2 months out of date. And I was like, man, the Coke Zero formula goes rancid quickly. And I mean, half of you guys are going, oh, you shouldn't be drinking Coke anyway. I don't care. At this point, I've basically given up every vice in the universe. I'm going to drink my Coke. And during the apocalypse, I guess we're just not going to have Coke. There are drink flavorings that I prep but I've never found a good one. One, you'd have to carbonate your beverages, which is fine because I have a SodaStream, and if I have enough canisters, I can do it for an amount of time. I want to say the Coke Zero shelf life is not super long, and we have discussed that it goes bad. So I've tried like Coke additive flavorings. Nothing. It's just not in any way. Having something like LaCroix, a sparkling water, that tends to ease it off, right? I like Perrier a lot. I especially like the lime Perrier in the glass bottle. Fantastic. Ugh. But that might be something, right? So since I can't store Coke Zero, I might take this guy's idea and just start. Obviously, I can't buy a case of LaCroix every time I step foot in a grocery store because I work in a grocery store and I would quickly have to start taking out loans. But when I do my grocery shopping, I tend to do grocery shopping for 2 weeks. So like somewhere like a day or two after payday, I'll do grocery shopping all the way until next payday so I don't have to keep buying things. That doesn't help you stay on budget very well. I really need to revisit budgeting again for the show and for myself. I feel like budgets need to be adjusted every so often. Back to story. So under the couch is a great place. You really have to think like vertical, and I have places. I have like areas above my kitchen and above my bathroom, and I have a kitchen table that has a space underneath it. So just utilizing all of those spaces, top and bottom, and can you go higher? Like I have a shelf in my kitchen that's like for snacks, and it's like an additional pantry, right? And it could go higher, right? I could go higher on it and have more storage. No, my wife couldn't reach it because she's a shorty. There's also depth, right? So my pantry is not very large, but it is very deep. Like it is like the extent of my hand being able to go back. So there's that, and I do it like a grocery store. Like I stock my food all the way back. It gets a bit pain in the ass when I really have like a super deep pantry for rotation purposes, right? Next, let's talk about extra diversification, right? So you've got your pantry, you've got your hiding spaces in your house, but what do you do if that were to burn down? You would lose everything in all your hiding spots. Maybe not if it's in your basement, if you have a basement, but what can you do? I like satellite storage, right? I have a shed now that I have some survival equipment stored in outside the home. It is a shed. Climate controlled, humidity controlled. It's a shed outside. So you have to keep that in mind, right? That it's going to be not so storage things, not so climate controlled. So things will get hot. The temperature ranges will be higher. But for things like rice and beans, it's fine. For wheat, probably fine. Sealed in buckets, Mylar bags, that kind of things, right? Fine for that. So a shed outside your property, far enough away that fire shouldn't be able to get to it. That's a great idea. Root cellars are another good one. Yes, I have been talking about it for a while. I am going to fucking get a shovel. My old shovel broke. Anyway, I'm going to get a new shovel and I'm going to start digging my root cellar in the back. I gotta remodel my bathroom first before I tackle anything else. And I need to build the chicken coop, and I need to put in my garden. Yes, it's getting a bit late now. the whole spider bite thing really kind of took a chunk of my productive March month out. But anyway, sheds are great. If your bug out plan includes a, and it should, includes like another property. So you have a bug out location, store stuff there. If part of your bug out plan includes friends and family, see if you can pre-prep some stuff there. Like one of my multiple plans is my mom's property that my brother lives on, which is also my property. I own a fourth in it, but that's long and convoluted. So storing some stuff there wouldn't be the worst idea. I don't do it, but it wouldn't be the worst idea. If you have something like that, putting a, you know, even if you could just strategically store some stuff, like you buy like a super cheap storage shed, even if it's a tiny like plastic one, and just store some gear and equipment there and just lock it up, right? Or if they have a corner of a basement, pre-prepping some stuff like that, even if it's for like refills, you know, like maybe you have a brother that lives halfway between you and your bug out location and you just want to store some stuff there. And if you don't end up needing it, you're like, hey, you know, there you go. Anyway, that's a good idea. We'll briefly touch on caches. So I'm gonna record the housekeepings. Anyway, I really like the idea of the PVC pipe caches, right? So like if you can sneak and dig with a post hole digger, drop a cache with whatever you want to do, right? I don't like caches with firearms in them. It's too risky. That was a weird sound. I don't like firearms in them. Ammo's not terrible. Ammo's not a terrible idea. Food, water, great. Right? Food, water, great. Cash, not terrible. You know? A good way. If someone finds your cache and there's like a cliff bar in it, probably going to be left around. If someone finds your cache and it's got cash in your cache, it's going to get stolen. Hands down, going to get stolen. It's gone. So that's what I got for prep diversification, spreading out, whatever I end up naming this damn episode. There's that. But this has been James from StrawPunk.com. DIY to survive, you guys. Keep the fire.